In this very quiet, secluded place we are presently sitting, the Supreme Personality of Godhead revealed the highest truth of devotional service. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to the world, he appeared in the role of a devotee to teach us by his own example how we could best please Sri Sri Radha and Krishna and thus perfect our lives. Along with him, he brought his eternal associates from the spiritual world. Through their lives, he revealed the highest truths. The reciprocations between the Lord and his devotees in Lord Chaitanya's Leela are meant to teach the world what is real love. The love of this material world is actually a manifestation of various types of envy of Krishna. Krishna is Rasaraj. He is meant to be the real enjoyer of all rasas. And when we enter into his loving service by making him the center of our lives, then we can feel unlimited satisfaction. But when we look for that satisfaction by putting ourselves in the center of our existence, trying to be the enjoyer, the controller, the proprietor, that is envy and is the root cause of all suffering and bondage. However, Maya's potency is so bewildering that the very principle that keeps us suffering is what we are trying to attain with the idea that it will give us pleasure. Therefore, the reciprocation of love between the Lord and his devotees is the real light that will give us direction in our lives. In this quaint place, Kolavecha Sridhar was living. According to the Gaura Ganodesh Deepika, he is an intimate cowherd boy servant of Krishna Balaram in Goloka Vrindavan of the name Kushumashava. How he lived, please listen very carefully. Because on this very day, if any of us really open our hearts to hear this narration with submissive attention, it will bring about the beginning of an awakening of an ecstatic love for Krishna. In fact, there is a benediction. Anyone who hears this story with a submissive heart will attain the treasure of pure ecstatic love. Kolavecha Sridhar was living a very simple life. He would somehow or other obtain some banana leaves and maybe some roots of the banana tree and sometimes even some bananas. And he would sell them very close to this place. He would take the leaves and make them into nice little plates and cups with his own hands. Very simple life. He made such a small amount of money every day, but whatever he got, the first thing he would do with his earnings was use it to make offerings to Ganga Devi. Knowing that Ganga Devi is purifying all the worlds with her ambrosial waters. Therefore, she is doing such great service to the Lord. and he wanted to be seen in the eyes of God as the servant of the servant of his servants. He was not highly educated. At that time in Navadvip, there was fierce competition who would get prestige, fame, and glory. But Kolavecha Sridhar, he was simply happy chanting the names of the Lord. He wanted nothing of this world. He was so insignificant in the eyes of society that there was practically no one in Navadvip who even knew his name. People would just call him Kolavecha. They just knew he's that poor person who just sells banana leaves. Although utterly insignificant in the eyes of material society, Lord Chaitanya, who was the husband of the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, would every day come to Kolavecha Sridhar's little shop where he sold his banana leaves. It wasn't even a shop, he just sat on the side of the road. Lord Chaitanya would take great pleasure arguing with Sridhar. In fact, it was his regulative principle that every single day, for at least 2 hours, he would be arguing with Kolavecha Sridhar. One time, the Lord said to Sridhar, "You are a devotee of Lord Krishna. And you're chanting his name constantly. You're worshiping him with your heart and your soul. What has he given you in return? Look at you. Look at this house. It's a straw hut with holes in it. And look at your clothes. And you're not even eating proper food. Here in Navadvip, there are devotees of Durga. There are those who worship the goddess Manasi. And they have nice houses, nice food, nice clothing. What is Krishna doing for you?" Sridhar replied, "My Lord, I'm eating every day. It may be simple, but I'm eating. And I have clothes on, and I also have a house. I'm satisfied." The Lord said, "But look at your house. It's a shack. The water's coming through the roof. And look at your clothes. There's so many holes in your clothes. You can't even afford thread. You just put knots to patch the holes. I see minimum 10 to 20 knots in your cloth. And your body, it's emaciated, thin, due to not proper nutrition and food." Sridhar smiled. He said, "In my days, I have come to this conclusion, that the king is living in a beautiful palace, decorated with jewels and gold. He is eating the most luxurious foods cooked by fine chefs. And he's wearing fine garments and ornaments. And then there is the bird. He's only dressed with his God-given feathers, and he lives in some pieces of straw in a tree called a nest. But I see that time passes the same way for both of them. I see very little difference between the two. They are both simply enjoying or suffering the fruits of their previous karmas, according to the Lord's will." Lord Chaitanya, he said to Sridhar, "I know that you possess great wealth. You have a treasure, but you are keeping it covered. secretly hiding it from the world, but someday I will reveal that treasure to you, to the world. Sridhar said, my lord, whatever you see is what I am and what I have. You go in my house, you look everywhere, I have nothing. The Lord said, it is hiding, but I will show the world. Do you know who I am, Sridhar? Sridhar replied, yes, you are a Brahman, part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Lord Chaitanya said, no, I am a cowherd boy. Do you know who Ganga is? She is sacred because she is emanating from my lotus feet. Sridhar held his ears. Vishnu, 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 what are you saying? Generally, we see that when people get older, they become more sober and intelligent. But as you're passing your years, you're becoming more restless. Lord Chaitanya told Sridhar that I will take these banana leaves and trunks and roots. You give them to me for what price? Sridhar quoted price. The people of Navadvip knew that he was honest like Yudhisthira Maharaj himself. He would charge the bare minimum price. No one would ever bargain with Sridhar. Lord Chaitanya heard the price and said, I will give you half, too much. Sridhar said, it's not too much. It's the proper price. He said, I will give you half. And then he started taking the bananas. Sridhar grabbed him in love. Lord Chaitanya took the bananas back. Sridhar was thinking, he's a Brahmin. He may hit me with his fist. I should just give him these bananas. What will I lose if I give charity to a great Brahmin? And besides, he's so beautiful. His face and his limbs are simply melting my heart in love. Nimai told Sridhar that I will take these bananas and I will give you no payment. Sridhar said, please forgive me, my lord. I am a dog. You take these bananas anytime you like, and you don't have to give me anything. But I ask you, if you don't like the price that I'm quoting, why don't you go to another supplier? There's so many banana suppliers in Navadvip. The Lord said, I will only come to you because I know a good supplier when I find one. He said that you are spending half of your earnings to worship Ganga. So you should give me everything for free because I am the Lord and Master of Ganga Devi. Sridhar again held his ears. Vishnu, 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 what are you saying? Why are you saying this? The Lord smiled and snatched the bananas and went home. In this way, there would be arguments 2 hours every day at this place. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, every meal he ate at home that Sachi Devi cooked for him, he would not eat it unless it was served on the banana leaves that were given to him by Kolavecha Sridhar. He would eat the roots, he would eat the bananas, it was his diet. And every now and then, on the grass roof of the thatched hut of Sridhar, a wild squash would grow. Sridhar would offer that squash to Lord Chaitanya. That was one of Nimai Pandit's favorite preparations. He would bring it to Sachi Devi, and she would cook with milk, with rice, with black pepper. She would make pumpkin kheer from the pumpkin of Kolavecha Sridhar. In fact, when Lord Chaitanya was 24 years old, just the night before he took sannyas, the last thing he ate was kheer cooked by Sachi Devi, made from the pumpkin offered by Kolavecha Sridhar. This morning, His Holiness Chandramali Maharaj narrated that beautiful story of the first public Sankirtan procession of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the house of the Chand Kazi. It's very interesting. Up until that point, all Lord Chaitanya's kirtans with his devotees were either in the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya or the house of Srivas. They locked the doors, they bolted them. No one was allowed except his intimate associates. The blasphemers would criticize. The pious people would just be begging and praying that someday we will get to see the Lord dancing in ecstasy. Nimai told Sridhar that I will take these bananas and I will give you no payment. Sridhar said, please forgive me, my lord. I am a dog. You take these bananas anytime you like and you don't have to give me anything. But I ask you, if you don't like the price that I'm quoting, why don't you go to another supplier? There's so many banana suppliers in Navadvip. The Lord said, I will only come to you because I know a good supplier when I find one. He said that you are spending half of your earnings to worship Ganga. So you should give me everything for free because I am the Lord and Master of Ganga Devi. Sridhar again held his ears. Vishnu, 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 what are you saying? Why are you saying this? The Lord smiled and snatched the bananas and went home. In this way, there would be arguments 2 hours every day at this place. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, every meal he ate at home that Sachi Devi cooked for him, he would not eat it unless it was served on the banana leaves that were given to him by Kolavecha Sridhar. He would eat the roots, he would eat the bananas, it was his diet. And every now and then, on the grass roof of the thatched hut of Sridhar, a wild squash would grow. Sridhar would offer that squash to Lord Chaitanya. That was one of Nimai Pandit's favorite preparations. He would bring it to Sachi Devi, and she would cook with milk, with rice, with black pepper. She would make pumpkin kheer from the pumpkin of Kolavecha Sridhar. In fact, when Lord Chaitanya was 24 years old, just the night before he took sannyas, the last thing he ate was kheer cooked by Sachi Devi, made from the pumpkin offered by Kulavetra Sridhar. This morning, His Holiness Chandramali Maharaj narrated that beautiful story of the first public Sankirtan procession of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the house of the Chandkazi. It's very interesting. Up until that point, all Lord Chaitanya's kirtans with his devotees were either in the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya or the house of Srivas. They locked the doors, they bolted them. No one was allowed except his intimate associates. The blasphemers would criticize. The pious people would just be begging and praying that someday we will get to see the Lord dancing in ecstasy. When the Chandkazi went to Srivasangam and broke that mridanga, persecuting devotees, he outlawed Harina. He outlawed the chanting of the holy names. It is explained that one day the devotees gathered, not devotees, but the pious people of Navadvip gathered at Lord Chaitanya's door, offering him gifts with such affection and love in their hearts. At that time, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu told them that you should all chant these 16 names of the Supreme Lord. It is the Maha Mantra. That will bring the perfection of your life. There's no hard and fast rules for this chanting. If you like, you can play mridangas and kartals. If there are no mridangas and kartals, you just clap your hands. In your house with your family members. In your shops with your friends. Wherever you may be, you chant these 60 names which comprise the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare.
And seeing these people eager to take the Maha Mantra from him, with his own hands he garlanded all of them. He embraced them. He put sandalwood on their limbs with his own hands, showing his gratitude and love to anyone who accepts the holy name with faith. From that day on, all over Navadvip, the holy name was being chanted. People were just clapping their hands. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Ha! What is this chanting? I have outlawed this chanting.
This chanting of these vain Hindu gods' names in my kingdom is punishable with imprisonment. The Chandkazi, he ordered anyone chanting, beat them, plunder their wealth, put them in prison. We will not tolerate this. So he had soldiers roaming the streets of Navadvip all day and night, every day, just looking for anyone who was violating this ordinance. They would punish them. So the people of Navadvip were trembling in fear. They went to Lord Chaitanya and said, "My Lord, maybe we should chant silently."
This is very difficult, very fearful. They're beating us, they're imprisoning us, they're plundering our wealth. Lord Chaitanya smiled. He said, you just go on with this chanting. So with faith in his order, they went back to their homes, chanting the holy names of Krishna. When the Chankazi broke the mridanga, which is one of the limbs of the Supreme Lord's Harinam Sankirtan movement, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became furious like fire. He roared. He said, today, gather all the people of Navadvip. Everyone bring their torches. I will personally lead the chanting of the holy names through the streets. Where is this Chankazi? I will stand like time personified to devour him. Let us see what he will do to me. When the news spread, Lord Chaitanya was coming out of the house of Srivas to chant. This was ecstatic news, because except for his intimate associates, no one had ever seen him dance before. There was never a public kirtan performance. People were just in their homes chanting, and they were getting punished for that. Millions of people came with their torches. Lord Chaitanya began to dance with Nityananda Prabhu on one side and Gadadhar Pandit on another side. Everyone in Navadvip, millions of people, their eyes were simply fixed on his beautiful golden form as it was dancing while chanting in ecstasy. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
He came to the Chankazi's house. Chankazi surrendered to him, accepting him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and personally accepted within his heart that the ultimate process of purification by which we can achieve love of God is Harinam Sankirtan. He made a law that from this day on, myself and none of my descendants will ever interfere with the Harinam Sankirtan movement. He became a pure devotee. The tomb of Chankazi represents the most miraculous transformation of a heart by the mercy of the Lord. 1 minute, this man was a cruel, envious, hateful demon who wanted to punish devotees, who was envious and competing against the Lord himself, blaspheming him. And the next moment, he was a pure lover of the Lord, surrendered to the chanting of his holy names. He became intimate associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After this, all night, hours and hours and hours of roaming through the streets, dancing and chanting, from Chankazi's house, Lord Chaitanya came to this place where we are sitting today, the house of Kolavetra Sridhar. Just outside of the doorway into the grass hut of Sridhar, there was Sridhar's only possession. It was a very old, dented, beat-up iron pot that he would use to drink water, to carry water, to wash himself. It is said by Vrindavan Das Thakur that this pot, it was so dented and patched up that even the most desperate thief
in all the world would not even consider taking it. It was really the property of an utterly poverty-stricken person. Lord Chaitanya went directly to that iron pot. The devotees watched in utter amazement. He picked up the pot, drank the water from Kolavecha Sridhar's own pot, the water that had already been drunk by Sridhar himself. When Sridhar saw this, he fell to the ground in total bereavement, crying, "Now I am dead. Now I am dead. My Lord, you have come to kill me? That's the water I drink. That's the water I wash myself with. You have drunk that water, my Lord. Why?" Lord Gaurisundar, he was in ecstasy. After drinking the water of Kolavecha Sridhar, his limbs were trembling in ecstasy. He was incessantly weeping tears. He said that today I have achieved the perfection of devotional service. What I have longed to gain my whole life, today I have attained. Pure love of Krishna, because I have drunk the water that has been drunk by Kolavecha Sridhar. When he spoke these words, he spoke them again and again and again while crying, soaking the earth with his tears. The devotees were falling to the ground unconscious. Gadadhar Pandit was rolling in the dirt of this place. Advaitacharya was falling and rolling and laying down. All the devotees were literally soaking the dust of this holy place with their tears. They were all crying out, "Jai, Jai!" Because it was here, where we are sitting today, that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reveal the truth of devotional service. He revealed the great treasure of Kolavecha Sridhar, the treasure of bhakti. Lord Chaitanya, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he will not even cast a glance upon luxurious offerings of succulent foods served on plates made of gold, metal, of silver, bejeweled with diamonds, rubies, emeralds, and pearls. If it is not offered with devotion. But Sridhar, his simplicity, his humility, his innocence in the way he served the Lord made that water in his iron pot taste like the sweetest nectar of the spiritual world as Lord Chaitanya drank it. Literally, Lord Chaitanya was tasting nectar. He was intoxicated by that nectar. Patram pushpam palam toyam yome bhakta prayachchati. Krishna says in Gita, offer me a little fruit, flower, water. I will accept it if it's offered with devotion. The Lord tastes our bhakti. He doesn't taste the food. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Puri, he was talking about prasad in the role of a devotee. He was saying, he was taking Jagannath's prasad and explained, anyone who just thinks that this is grains mixed with milk, with ghee and spices, that person is condemned. This is prasad.
This is Krishna's saliva. This is directly being tasted by Krishna's mouth. And the unlimited ambrosial nectar of Krishna's lips is saturating the taste of prasadam. That is a fact. When we're completely purified, this is what we taste when we eat prasadam. We should eat prasadam not simply with our teeth and our tongues and our lips and digest it by making it go down our throat into our belly, and then whatever happens to it after that we will not discuss. That's not how we take prasad. We take prasad with faith. We honor prasad with gratitude. And through that faith, we can taste the nectar of Krishna. Thus, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in a role of a devotee, was teaching us how to taste the nectar of prasad and what it really is. And on this day, in the role of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he was teaching us what he tastes when something is offered by his devotee. He tastes the sincerity of the purpose in which we prepare it. If it is cooked with that sincere devotion, in the spirit of the servant of the servant of the servant, with all humility, it is offered for his satisfaction, then even if it's some simple water out of an unseeable metal iron pot, to him it tastes like intoxicating nectar. It is not by great learning. It is not by wealth. It is not by fame. Krishna is not pleased even if we collect thousands or hundreds of thousands of disciples, followers, people who glorify us. He doesn't care anything for these things. It is only that simple, innocent, humble offering of love that pleases him. Many of us are coming from cities, Pune, Bombay, London, Chicago, New York, Singapore. We have people from all over the world here, Calcutta. Very sophisticated cities where our lives become very much conditioned by such complicated motivations. People are mad after comforts, mad after prestige. What to speak of the cities, even in little simple brahmachari ashrams. People are competitive over certain types of name, fame, position, prestige. It is our very deeply rooted conditioning that we're thinking the success of life, or even the success of our devotional service, is some material position or some material facility. This kills bhakti. It's not that after chanting the holy names for 30, 40 years that we'll have a position, that we'll have facilities. What we should be striving for is what Kolavecha Sridhar possessed. Simplicity, humility, and love. Kolavecha Sridhar, he was so immersed in bhakti, he practically didn't even sleep. From the time of the sunset to the time of the sunrise, for 12 hours, every night, all night, he would be here where we are sitting today,
loudly chanting the holy names of Lord Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
His neighbors were very disturbed because his neighbors were successful materialistic people. They were worshipping Manasi Devi, Chandika Devi, just to facilitate their success in their material pursuits. They would be so much angry with Sridhar. They would blaspheme him constantly. That we need sleep. Sleep is so precious, it's so valuable. It feels so good to sleep. How many have this experience? What is sleep? How does it feel good? You don't even know where you are or who you are or what you are. That's why it feels so good. Because all day long we're identifying with this material body, which is always troubling us. And we have these identities that we're always trying to defend. And so many things are going wrong. Everybody's disappointed. The more successful you are, the more frustrated you are because you can't live up to the expectations of those people around you. And if you're a failure, you're in complete anxiety because you're not successful. So who's happy in this world? So therefore, when we go to sleep, we forget who we are. We forget this miserable body. We forget all these mayic designations, and we're very happy. Not actually happy, just relieved. And not only that, but when you get sleep, you get rest. Then you get energy. And these people, their whole lives were just dedicated to trying to either earn money or to become great, great scholars, to become very, very famous people. So they needed their rest. They couldn't sleep. Because all my Sridhar at the top of his lungs was not just chanting, he was crying out the holy names of Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
They would scream at him, Sridhar, shut up! Stop this! We know why you're chanting, because you're so poor. Look, you have no proper clothes, you have no proper house, you have no proper food. Because of the burning hunger of your stomach, you're just crying all night long. Sometimes they would just take a vegetable and throw it at him and say, Sridhar, just eat this and shut up. They were constantly criticizing, spreading terrible rumors against him. But he didn't care anything. Amanina manadena. Sridhar offered all respect to them. He honored every living entity. He couldn't care any less for any respect for himself. If he was blasphemed, if he was criticized, if he was totally misunderstood by the population, it didn't mean anything for him. Why? Because he was pleasing Krishna. He was completely taking shelter of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Trinadapi sunichena, tadorapi sahishnuna, Amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. This was the only property of Kolavecha Sridhar. He had nothing else. Of this world, he was poverty stricken. But he possessed all the wealth of the spiritual world. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, personally came here And when he drank the water from that iron pot, the Lord accepted the position of being Kulabhecha Sridhar's servant. He wanted to show the world that he was conquered by the love of his devotee, by the innocent, simple devotion of Sridhar. He purchased Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. That is why we have come here, to understand what is actually valuable and what is useless. Bhakti is the only thing that has spiritual value. The things of this world that we're spending so much time and energy trying to achieve will be washed away by the tide of time. This precious body that we're so diligently trying to maintain, to enjoy, will soon be nothing but ashes, dust, or stool. Neha bikramanasosti pratyavayo navidyate. But anything we do to please Krishna, Krishna will never forget. It is very, very essential. If we want to make spiritual advancement, we have to realize what is our priorities in life. What is actually valuable. Everyone wants wealth, opulence. Some want the wealth of being very beautiful. Some want the wealth of being very strong and athletically capable. Some strive for the wealth of being very famous, well known, and adored by the world. Others want the wealth of being very learned, where we can just hypnotize people by our words, where we can keep them in rapt attention, where after we speak, everyone thinks, that was incredible. Did you ever hear anything like him? No, I never heard anything like that. Some want BAs, MAs, PhDs, supra PhDs. And then after gaining PhDs, we want to be Digvijays, conquer the whole world. Some desire the wealth of money, nice homes, nice electronic facilities, computers, tape recorders, televisions with satellite stations, nice cars, nice clothes, fine foods, servants, so we don't have to take care of our children ourselves. Some people think that this is wealth, and they strive. Certainly, while living in this world, Prabhupada says we have to make ends meet. We have to do the needful. But we should never think that this is valuable. We should never think that this is success. We should never make any goal that this is what we achieve. We do it as a formality of living in the material world. We have to keep body and soul together. And Yukta Vairagya will use it for Krishna. But the real wealth that we should always be fixing our mind to achieve is the wealth of devotion. Because Krishna's Bhakta Vatsal, he's conquered by the love of his devotee. He's the prisoner in the heart of one who has simple devotion. cultivate your Sridhar. We should put on the altar of our heart and worship his lotus feet and beg him that by his blessings, by the blessings of our gurus and the Vaishnavas, we can strive for this perfection. The Lord is so pleased with our meditation that he's sending favorable breezes. It is a fact that if we strive for simplicity, humility, and devotion, Krishna will give us all facilities to attain the perfection of life. And this is what makes Vaishnav society so wonderful. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was drinking from the iron pot of Sridhar, the devotees were so ecstatic to see the mercy Sridhar was receiving. They were weeping, crying, and rolling in the ground. They were not envious. They weren't thinking, he never drank from my pot. I have a stainless steel pot. I have a silver pot. I have a clay pot. Why he never drank from my pot? Why he's drinking from that iron pot? They were in bliss to see someone else getting the mercy of the Lord. There was no competition. There was no selfishness, no envy. There was humility. Everybody there was in ecstasy to see Kolavacha Sridhar getting this mercy. But Kolavacha Sridhar was miserable. Of course, in bhakti, misery is another type of ecstasy. He was miserable. He wasn't thinking, the Lord is drinking from my pot. Everyone, come and see. I'll break this pot into pieces and sell it for lots of money. He wasn't thinking it's something glorious. He was crying. The reason he was crying is the Lord is being terribly contaminated. This is condemned. I should die right here on the spot. I drank this water with my polluted mouth. I cleaned my disgusting material body with this water. I'm a most fallen, wretched soul. And the Lord has taken this water and with his pure, spotless limbs, he's touched it. I'm condemned. This is a great offense I've committed. I should die. This was his humility. But at the same time, in his heart of hearts, he was in the bliss of seeing the causeless mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead upon him. If we analyze the pastime that took place here, it is so deep. It is so profound. The message it reveals to the world is so exalted. The devotee's bliss was to see another devotee getting the mercy of the Lord. To see another devotee conquering the Lord with their love. Therefore, on this spot, after this pastime, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the Vaishnavas, including Kolavacha Sridhar, they danced in ecstasy with their arms raised, chanting the holy name.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Following in their footsteps, we will also dance in ecstasy. At this time, before filling the creation with the tumultuous sound of Harinam Sankirtan, we will offer a prayer. Isn't it interesting how the first time the Lord revealed his transcendental pastime of Harinam Sankirtan in the streets was in response to the most painful, miserable persecution upon his devotees? They were desperate. They were helpless. The Chankazi had all the armies and weapons, and they were just simple people. The Lord manifested his Harinam Kirtan party and revealed himself to all those persons for the first time, because in desperation they were calling out for him. And when Kolavecha Sridhar saw everyone dancing and chanting in this spot, he was dancing like a madman. The people couldn't believe how he was dancing, because he was seeing the whole world was receiving Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Each of us, let us offer a private prayer in our hearts, praying to understand, realize, and mold our life around the sacred principle of simplicity. Simplicity means no duplicity, no trying to create some artificial conceptions of who we are or what we are. Simply identifying ourselves as the humble, insignificant servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. Let us sincerely pray that in that spirit we can take shelter of the association of Vaishnavas and serve them with great care. In that spirit, we can give our hearts as an offering to the holy name when we chant every day in japa, in bhajan, and in kirtan. And we should pray as beggars for the gift that Kolavecha Sridhar possessed, the treasure of bhakti. Panchakalpatarubhyascha kripasindubhya evacha patithanam bhavanibhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah.